1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The man who opened fire in what prosecutors say was a racist attack on a Walmart in El Paso, Texas in 2019, killing 23 people, has been sentenced to 90 life sentences on federal charges. The gunman still faces trial on state charges. President Biden defending what he called a difficult decision to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine. The U.S. says they're key to the fight, but the weapons pose a greater risk to civilians. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Beijing this weekend stressing the need for the U.S. and China to work together to address climate change.
As the world's two largest emitters of greenhouse gases and the largest investors in renewable energy, we have both a joint responsibility and ability to lead the way.
Yellen's visit comes not long after Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's visit. They're two of the oldest teams in Major League Baseball, but for the first time ever, the Chicago Cubs have won a game at Yankee Stadium, defeating the Yanks 3-0. This is ABC News. A mother in Nebraska pleading guilty to giving her 17-year-old daughter a pill for an illegal abortion last year, then helping dispose of the fetus. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Via Facebook messages, a mother and daughter in Norfolk, Nebraska discussed terminating the pregnancy and plans to destroy the evidence. Police got a search warrant for the messages, which are detailed in court documents. They show abortion pills were ordered on the internet. Cops found the remains. Under a plea agreement, Jessica Burgess admitted to charges including providing an abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy against state law. Celeste Burgess, now 18, was charged as an adult and faces up to 2 years in prison at sentencing later this month. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Following at least five reported shark attacks just this week, New York is launching a new shark patrol program. Authorities say as many as 42 drones will be flying overhead along Empire State beaches to watch after swimmers. Experts say warmer weather is drawing the sharks closer to shore. I'm Mark Remillard. ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, here we are in the WGBW studios. The voice of Green Bay. The talk of Green Bay. My bad. Thank God it's Friday, dude.
Oh, TGIF, Crudy. Great to be in Titletown with you. Happy Friday. We made it through another glorious week, man. Good to see you.
It was grueling all 3 days. Tom, we got some fine guests joining us here. Downtown Green Bay. We're on the Ray Nitschke Bridge. I mean, I can feel the history. We're right on North Washington Street. We're in the WGBW studios. You can see us right here on the street. And we're going to be joined by Professor Emeritus, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, Dr. Harvey K. Harvey K. in studio.
Nice.
It's been a while since I've seen Dr. K. So he will be here. And also, Green Bay's former mayor for life. He still thinks of himself as the mayor.
What's your mayor? Aren't you always mayor, like being president?
It's an honorary title. Yeah. And Jim, oh, he rides it. Jim Schmidt, Green Bay's longest running active, I don't know, 16 years. That's a lot of years to be the mayor. He points out, undefeated in politics.
Oh, well done, sir.
Never been beat. I said, who are you, Tammy Baldwin?
Ah, nice.
So Jim Schmidt's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. And Dom, the city deck is right behind us here in Green Bay, and there's a band playing out here. Do you know there's going to be a band?
You told me yesterday, but I have no idea who. But, you know, I love live music, man. Nothing like live music in the summertime here in Wisconsin.
Dom, this band shares a nickname with you, 8-Second Ride.
And I'm out.
But boom, boom. I tease only because I appeared on the finest radio show the WGBW ever had, you know, excepting this one. The mayor in Minot. And do you know what they do? The co-hosted show, John Minot, he is a broadcast legend, and the aforementioned former mayor, Jim Schmidt. And they've got sort of this buddy dynamic. It feels somewhat familiar. You know, two guys, they kind of bust each other's balls. They go back and forth, and, you know, they talk a little politics, a little life, some Packers, all the important stuff. And anyways, this band, and they had someone on featuring, you know, talking about what's happening here in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin today, this weekend, you know, the weekend almost being here and all. And the person, I forget his name, but he quizzed Jim on the air. Jim, do you know why the band is named 8 Second Ride? Had no idea. It's a country band, first and foremost. But, you know, that's how long you ride the bulls.
Yeah. Well, come on. I grew up out in the country. Did I ever tell you I worked on a farm, Crudy?
You have mentioned
my neighbor's dairy farm. I used to get up at 5 o'clock twice. Every morning to
you
work on the farm.
You mentioned the dairy farm. So from there forward, Jim Schmidt will be known as
8 Second Ride. All right.
You know, if you see Jim, if you see the former mayor, call him either Mayor Schmidt or 8 Second Ride. He likes
him. I'm sure he does.
Mrs. Schmidt said, 8 seconds? Never been that long. No, I tease.
Terrible.
So, Dom, let's talk about a strange story, a strange headline, at least, over at the Journal Sentinel. Saw it earlier today. A Dane County judge, allows the abortion lawsuit to proceed. This was the lawsuit filed by Josh Call, the attorney general. And she says the 1849 law does not ban abortions. Say what?
Who knew?
Molly Beck reporting for the Journal Sentinel. A lawsuit seeking to invalidate a 19th century era abortion law at the center of Wisconsin politics may proceed, a Dane County judge said in an order Friday, while also signaling she did not believe the law in question bans consensual abortions.
Interesting.
Like it's permitted right now. Dane County Circuit Judge Diane Shipler denied a motion to dismiss the lawsuit from defendant Sheboygan District Attorney Joel. I thought I'd struggle with the last name, but I even screwed up. Joel Urmansky, who argued in May that Attorney General Josh Call, who brought the lawsuit, was asking a judge to perform the duties of lawmakers and was ignoring the fact that lawmakers had put forward language to repeal the original abortion law and decided against passing it. So it's the legislator's power, and we didn't change anything, so, you know, disregard the courts.
So you have no authority to interpret the law of 1849? Question mark, District Attorney Urmansky.
Strangely, the judge rejected that.
Yeah.
Shipler, in her Friday order, rejecting Urmansky's argument, said doctors deserve an answer to which abortion-related state law they should follow now that the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, putting back into effect laws in Wisconsin that were dormant under the 50-year decision. The judge also signaled she did not believe the law in question. Listen closely, people. The judge also signaled she did not believe the law in question, a statute written in 1849, applies to abortions, but to feticide?
Feticide.
The killing of a newly born child or a child. There is no such thing as an 1849 abortion ban in Wisconsin. A physician who performs a consensual medical abortion commits a crime only after the fetus or unborn child reaches viability, she wrote, explicitly adding the law does not prohibit consensual medical abortions.
I agree with the interpretation.
I bet somebody appeals.
You think?
Dom Call and Governor Tony Evers, both Democrats, filed the lawsuit soon after the U.S. Supreme Court in June of 22 overturned the 1973 decision known as Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion nationwide, a ruling that effectively put back into place the state's original abortion ban. In a tweet, Evers called the order good news and a critical step in our fight to end our state's criminal abortion ban and restore the reproductive freedom women had in Wisconsin until SCOTUS overturned hashtag Roe last June.
Cody Molly Beck continues her reporting. Gracie Skogman, a legislative director of anti-abortion advocacy group Wisconsin Right to Life, said the order, quote, is a devastating setback in the ongoing fight to protect Wisconsin's preborn children, as countless lives have been saved because of the abortion ban. No matter what the courts decide, we will continue to advocate for the protection of life in Wisconsin, including comprehensive care and resources for mothers and their preborn babies.
Excluding abortion.
Yes.
and care for mothers and their babies, excluding abortion.
And gun control and health care, but I continue.
That's not their
right. Passed more than a century before the Roe ruling, Wisconsin's abortion law bans doctors from performing abortions in every case except when the mother will die without the procedure. Doctors face up to 6 years in prison on felony charges and $10,000 in fines if they violate the law. Call argues in the lawsuit that the 1849 law has been invalidated by abortion laws passed since the Roe v. Wade decision. Anti-abortion proponents and attorneys for Republican lawmakers disagree, arguing the original law still stands. The disagreement will be resolved by Shipler or, more likely, under appeal, as Crudy mentioned, at the state Supreme Court. The issue was front and center in April state Supreme Court election. The court is controlled by conservatives until the summer when Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz replaces retiring conservative Pat Rogensack, Crudy's buddy. Protasiewicz all but promised voters during her campaign this year that she would side with Call. If a judge or justices side with Call and rule that the 1849 abortion law was invalidated by subsequent passed abortion regulations, the Department of Justice argues the state 20-week abortion ban will go back into effect. Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin passed legislation in recent years under former Governor Scott Walker that banned abortions after 5 months of pregnancy and required women to receive an ultrasound before undergoing the procedure. Remember that one?
I do.
Between 96 and 2022, women in Wisconsin seeking abortions were also required to participate in counseling and wait 24 hours before undergoing the procedure.
But can't wait 24 hours
for
to get
a gun. Colin Evers filed the legal challenge in June of 22, asking the state courts to clarify whether the 173-year-old ban is still in place. And again, according to the judge, it's not a ban at all. The lawsuit was filed in Dane County initially against Republican legislative leaders and argued the longstanding ban had been unenforceable since 73 under Roe v. Wade is still unenforceable because it conflicts with abortion measures state lawmakers have passed since. Call said measures passed by Republican lawmakers setting restrictions on abortions under Roe v. Wade repealed the original abortion law. But following the U.S. Supreme Court overturning of Roe v. Wade, opponents of abortion and conservative legal experts said the state law passed in 1849 banning abortions was in effect. Of course, now that's why we are here. So, actually, you know, very interesting. Number one, her perception, the judges saying, hey, there was no 1849 abortion ban to begin with. And number two, even if there were, subsequent laws passed by Republicans and Scott Walker would have, basically gotten rid of the original ban, and therefore those laws should now be in effect.
The original bans have been invalidated.
So that's great news for those who care about women's rights here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, of course, that will chase an appeal to the Wisconsin Court of Appeals, and then probably the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And the timing, understand, generally the court waits its turn. And when we say the court, we mean the Supreme Court. But there's been a certain eagerness among certain conservatives on the court to hear a couple of last lawsuits for the road before patients, you know, packs it and calls it a career, Dom. Do you think there'll be any rapid effort to jump out and grab this one before August 1st?
I mean,
stranger things have happened.
Yes, there are stranger things have happened. Given this Supreme Court, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, as in under its current makeup, I would not be surprised. But
now there is a trial and a ruling.
Yes. Yeah.
But I cannot see how the court would turn it around in 3 weeks. Sort of their own rocket docket, if you will, Dom.
We'll have to wait and see. Good news is, though, a great ruling from the judge here in Madison. Suck it, Republicans. Women have the same rights as we do.
We're getting encouragement of sorts on the tweet line. Okay, boys, got to be better today. Yesterday, Dom took a powder. Need you both to focus and be great today. Well, you better be listening, Jeff. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We're always great on Friday because the weekend's here.
This weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Bring your friends and family to the theater this week and enjoy some great movies. Starting this Friday, the Amory Theater and Coffee Bar will be showing Alien and The Sandlot. Get more details at amorytheater.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 53, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Highs around 76, mainly clear. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 50. Low 80s Sunday, mid 80s Monday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 58.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK. 92.7 WMDX.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a Yacht Rock Thursday. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dom, we welcome in the Milwaukee Brewers fans. Victory over the Cubbies, 6-5.
Oh,
Brewers win. Victory. Brewers win. Hang that L up in Wrigley.
But they split the series, though, right? That was a 2-2.
Buddy, this was a great series.
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Brewers win a 6-5 final. The Cubs tied it up with two runs in the eighth.
Oh.
And then homer by Victor Caratini in the bottom of the eighth. Brewers win 6-5. Another comeback win.
Well done, Brew.
The game the other night ended with a tag out at home plate.
It's been a brutal couple of days.
It has been a brutal couple of days, and
entertaining. That's sports. It's supposed to be like that.
You know what my Facebook moniker is? The thing at the top of my Facebook page. Jesus hates the Cubs. Go Brewers. So, anyways, tuck it, Cubbies.
And Kuchka, 844-967-2789.
Dom, after you leave, because you're ducking out early going to a Yacht Rock concert, I'm giving away some free Brewers tickets to Happier Happy Hour. Good one. PNC, you know, club seats, the good seats behind home plate for this Saturday's game. So if you want some tickets, got to stick around till hour two. But now we get some time for our audience right now. We should take a little dip in the pool. Again, 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Oh, yes, DGT. I love the fact that since the voters can't give the arrogant Republican legislators any consequences because they're so gerrymandered, I love the fact that at least Governor Evers has given them a few consequences. Had I been he, I would have started out with a veto. Line item veto of the welfare for private school program that they gave about 10 times as much money to as they did public school. As the saying goes, you can't fix a problem, and we do have problems with our public schools. You can't fix the problem by throwing money at it, but you also can't fix it by taking money away from it.
Jack, what do you think? What do you think of Evers' remedy, though? Sleight of hand, this line item veto that has been much bemoaned by the right, And when you set funding up for the next 405 years or something of that sort, Jack, you know, I like the Tony trolling Twitter, and I like all that stuff. But at the end of the day, do they make a fair complaint? I mean, this is not the intent of the line item veto, is it, to set up funding for 400 years?
Well, I don't know. Walker seemed to pull some pretty fast tricks with the line item veto. And as I recall, a few other governors have done little things like cross out letters and to make new words and things like that. So I think it's entirely fair. Now, is it reasonable? Well, is what the Republicans doing reasonable in terms of cutting funding for things like education, particularly public schools, and then putting the money into private schools, but also the UW system and some of the other crazy things that they've done? I mean, you know, it's sort of sticking your finger in their eye, which I think they deserve.
I don't disagree with you. But, Jack, of course, we all got to live together in this state. And, you know, there will be other important pieces of legislation that come down the pike. Question mark. I don't know. Anything else getting done during this legislative session?
Oh, just more tax dichotomy? Cuts. Let me throw this one out there, Curdy, just briefly. Molly Beck, Jesse, OPP, a poignant at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about, you know, how can Evers do this? A little history as they lay out for us. Until Evers' budget action on Wednesday, governors had used vetoes to increase state spending above levels set by lawmakers 31 times since 1991 and increase bonding levels 7 times during that time, according to analysis by the Legislative Reference Bureau done in 2020. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker also used his office's veto authority to extend one measure in the 2017-2019 state budget to last indefinitely, known as the 1,000-year veto. That year, Walker used partial vetoes to turn the deadline to end a program allowing school districts to raise revenue limits for energy-efficient projects from 2018 to 3018. Hmm. 3018! In another veto in the same budget, Walker delayed the start of a program from 2078 from or to 2078 from 2018. So just a couple of other examples of how other governors, Republicans, specifically Scott Walker, have used this very powerful veto authority.
So when Robin Voss shakes a fist at Tony Evers, he said in response, I learned it from you, Wanker. I learned it from you. Tom from West Allis. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys, I was at the game on July 4th, and it was so cool when you were saying the Cubs fans and us Brewers fans came together in that moment, which was cool.
Singing God Bless America?
We were all together, yes. And I was like, you know, because I've been waiting on the phone a little bit. I kind of got lost track in my mind. You know, it's you know how it is.
I do,
you
got to
be on top.
Yeah, we do.
It's hard. You guys do a good job, believe me. And with that said, but it was so great to see that everybody was together.
Well,
yeah, that was a great feeling. I love sports for that reason. Not fond of the song, but, you know, I appreciate people coming together.
I was at the Armed Forces Boxing Championship when a drill sergeant down on Lakeland Air Force Base sang proud to be an American, and it was a bunch of crying grown men hugging each other, hugging it out, bro. Come back, more Devils. We'll hug it out with some Yacht Rock.
And I didn't know that we were doing free weed either.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The man who opened fire in what prosecutors say was a racist attack on a Walmart in El Paso, Texas in 2019, killing 23 people, has been sentenced to 90 life sentences on federal charges. The gunman still faces trial on state charges. President Biden defending what he called a difficult decision to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine. The U.S. says they're key to the fight, but the weapons pose a greater risk to civilians. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Beijing this weekend, stressing the need for the U.S. and China to work together to address climate change.
As the world's two largest emitters of greenhouse gases and the largest investors in renewable energy, we have both a joint responsibility and ability to lead the way.
Yellen's visit comes not long after Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's visit. They're two of the oldest teams in Major League Baseball, but for the first time ever, the Chicago Cubs have won a game at Yankee Stadium, defeating the Yanks 3-0. This is ABC News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Hankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a yacht rocking Thursday edition. Now I'm ducking out early. That means I'm gonna need your help in hour number two. Hell, through the entire program, Tom barely even shows up.
Come on.
But you need to show up at 844-967-2789. Also, saving them to the happier happy hour, Tom, but giving away some Brewer tickets to this weekend. Brewers off a big win today, and some on the text line were texting us out, Tom. If you get the new app, texting us is super easy. Jeff says, no pressure. But be great today, boys. No pressure. We're always great.
Comes naturally, baby.
That part's easy. Angie warns us, heads up, cops all over Stoughton Road in Madison. Thought you could warn your listeners. Well, I should have told them 20 minutes ago. Hope they didn't get pulled over already. Right. Another 608 listener texting out, love, all caps. Tony's stepping up the jackassery. It's about time. Right. Yeah, it's a Dems. playing the game in this state. Tony's playing the game, at least the trolling game. Another texter from the 414 points out the hero of today's game, the Brewer game, 165. Caratini is an ex-Cub. Stings a little worse when it's a former teammate that's sending you home.
Nice, well done.
And love the new app. No longer works with the Android Auto. Well, buy yourself an Apple phone. It's working with the CarPlay. No, they continue to upgrade the app. And if you have not updated your app recently, please consider doing so because it's getting better all the time. And it has more super cool stuff like texting us directly from the app. And then I get it directly on my phone. The old system used to go to the producers. They never shared their...
Well, you could have logged in, but now it's super easy, and now we can see it. Crudy, the tears of unfathomable sadness from these Republicans, they taste so good. Cap Times reporting State Senator Eric Weinberger, he's a Republican from Green Bay. Eric, we're coming to your
Eric
town.
Eric Weinberger? Go ahead, sorry.
Weinberger, W-I-M-B-E-R-G.
No, I said Weinberger.
A member of the GOP-controlled Joint Finance Committee that assembled most of the budget said Evers' veto will reduce state income tax cut by $2.7 billion. It's disappointing to see that he used his powerful veto pen to slash over half of our proposed tax cuts. The Republican plan would have resulted in about $3.5 billion in income tax cuts. Voss, also very angry. Vetoing tax cuts on the top two brackets provides hardly any tax relief for truly middle-class families. His decision also creates another economic disadvantage for Wisconsin, leaving our top bracket higher than most of our neighboring states, including Illinois. Well, they also have legal weed and, you know, safe abortion. And there's other reasons why people may not want to be here, Robin Voss. A lot of those reasons are because of your poor governorship. Let me rephrase that. Your poor legislative priorities.
Come on, undermining the UW system, that'll be a great thing for Wisconsin's future. Just chop them off at the knees.
I know, man. Come on.
They're too diverse over there. They're indoctrinating the kids. 844-967-2789. Jeff listening in Racine, WRJN country. Welcome, Jeff. What do you got for us?
Jeff from Racine. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah. I am a member of the Racine Educators United Teachers Union.
Right? Yes, sir.
Right on.
Right. Now, I received a communication from them saying that, and I quote, speedo language he employed announcing an annual per pupil increase to public schools of $325 for the next 400 years. It is imperative for REU, Racine Educators United, members and Wisconsin public education supporters to know this language does not guarantee any additional state funding for public schools. Rather, this veto permits hundreds of local municipalities across Wisconsin to raise their own property taxes in perpetuity, or pronounce that, to an amount that fails to keep up with inflation. Can you help me understand that?
Well, as I understand it, the shared revenue, we've talked about shared revenue, money that comes from the state back to the municipalities. There is a shared revenue component. We've seen that has gone up. And there's also a school funding formula. And the school funding formula was already negotiated prior. And in fact, Tony Evers tied a big increase in voucher schools to the school funding formula. So all schools got an increase. Especially in the the high school age voucher schools, they got like a $3,000 per student increase. But what Tony Evers did through this line item veto, this extension of revenue cap increases, as I understand it, and I'm not a budgetary expert, but what I understand, Jeff, is effectively that allows the school to create a levy, that allows the school to create a taxing authority and raise taxes for the purpose of funding the schools not to exceed $325 per student per year in increased spending authority. I don't know if that helps or not, sir. But that's different than the state of Wisconsin sending an additional $325 per student. It means you can raise that in your property taxes. Doesn't mean Uncle Bucky Badger or Robin Voss or Tony Evers is sending additional money because of that veto.
And let's not forget, if you know, nothing is etched in stone, and if it were, it can be sandblasted off. Because if a guy like Scott Walker gets in, and perhaps if someone like Robin Voss and what Fitzgerald back in the Senate back in the day, they can just do the next budget and wipe everything clean. So that's, I mean,
that's never going to happen as much again
because yeah, of so civic media. As great as it is, and it's certainly a statement for the education guy, right? The education governor. Well, that's one thing to, you know, get your name in the history books, but it can certainly be undone by future Republican legislators and governors.
I really wish I had someone smart like Maggie Dawn to talk to on this topic. Maybe she'll stop by later. 844-967-2789. Eric from Milwaukee. Welcome, Eric. What do you got for us?
Hi, Eric. Hi, guys. Good to hear from you. I love listening to your show. I'm going to provide something inspirational for you all and for all your listeners. I'm turned 71 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
We're not singing like Gary did.
And thanks to science, I'm still here. I was battling lymphoma for 6 years.
Mm. Oof.
And my last checkup, everything is good.
That's awesome, sir.
Yeah, I thought I'd share it with you guys, something like that. Next time I'll talk to you about why some people are Republicans. You'll get a kick out of that, too.
You tell me now. Why are people Republicans, Eric?
Okay, I can't pronounce the word that good, but I'll let you, I'll spell it to you. You can say the word.
Okay,
it's
okay,
M-I-S-O-G-Y-N-I-S-T.
Misogynist?
Correct.
You think misogyny is the reason why men are Republicans?
Yeah, because a lot of them have problems with relationships with women, and they're mad at women, and they think they deserve to have women in life, but because of their behavior with them, or they can't handle, or they just kind of turn women off, they blame women for their problem, you know, they're having without having a date.
Eric, I don't think you're so far off. Appreciate you listening on WAUK or maybe WRJN. You can hear both signals in the Milwaukee area. Dom, I'm not quite ready to go there yet. I was going to save it for the happier happy hour. But there is a little article over at the Washington Post. Philip Bump, he does analysis for the Washington Post. And the headline here, DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, presidential candidate, targets a significant primary demographic, insecure men. I believe that's
a lot of those in the Republican Party, man.
What Eric is saying, but let me jump down. There's a specific quote. I've highlighted it. I prepared for this show a little bit. But of course, there is another sense in which the Bateman character, and they're talking about, I believe, from the movie Christian Bale played serial killer Patrick Bateman in a movie called American Psycho, and it's a weird, weird movie.
It is a weird movie.
But there are a lot of these Ron DeSantis sort of liking people, or at least those they would hope to appeal to. They were using a clip of Christopher Bale, these sort of, to appeal to these reactionary sort of men. But anyways, that's where I pick up the article. But of course, there is another sense in which the Bateman character and other similarly self-conscious manifestations of masculinity seen in the video should be understood. Now, they sent out an anti-gay video, the DeSantis people did. It's pretty bad. It is an appeal not just to the memes popular with that online audience, but to the insecurity that leads to the embrace of characters such as Bateman. Trump has continuously leveraged white anxiety during his time in politics. DeSantis is appealing to male insecurity. Dom, the fact that you've been singing Yacht Rock all afternoon tells me you don't suffer from that.
No.
That's like the Tucker.
I'm okay with where I'm at, man. I'm okay. I'm good. Thank you.
The Tucker crew and the tanning of their man parts. Apparently
the whole masculine thing. I mean, who just gets to, of course, that's a cultural thing. What do you define as masculine? Is being, you know, empathetic and understanding and occasionally cry. Men don't cry, or, you know what I'm saying? Or is it, you know, some 50s movie tough guy, you know, with your pants pulled up to your chest so you don't show the belly in the black and white films? I mean, it's hard to understand the mindset, but certainly you got to be comfortable in your own skin. But to Eric's point, it's not just like these Republicans. I think there's a lot of misogyny out there, no doubt about it, especially when you look at how they want to, you know, have women remain as second-class citizens. And, you know, move out, says Ron Johnson, if you don't like it here. But also, we talked a couple of weeks ago about the young kids that are just giving up on sex, that are all angry at the women, right? So this is... something that has been going on for a long time and continues to manifest itself in new ways.
I've never met a man more secure in his manhood than you, Dom.
Really? I'm just overcompensating from our supreme insecureness, Crudy. That's what it is.
I don't see that as being the case. Insecurity, collectively, the panelists here, have never suffered from insecurity, as near as I can tell. That's not been a problem we've ever really suffered from.
My parents instilled with me a strong sense of self-worth.
One more caller, at least this segment. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. Man's man. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
A man is more than the tackle between his legs. It's between his ears that makes somebody a man. And for these Republicans whining about this, so the guys at the very top are getting the same tax cut that the people down at the bottom are getting, as far from what I understand. I mean, because of how they have the income tax structured in the state, it's not your whole income that gets taxed at the same rate. It steps, and I correct me if I'm wrong, it steps up at graduated rates as you move up the...
Sure. It's marginal tax rates, but once you've exceeded $37,000 per annum, it jumps way up before you hit another tax bracket. You're over $400,000, $405,000, $550,000 before you hit the next threshold of taxation. So that's broad expanse that if Tony Evers was going to give a tax break to, quote-unquote, the middle class, that would have had to be included there. And that's what these Republicans proposed, you know, to a more extreme measure, and Tony vetoed it. I think there should be a compromise, but I think it would require recasting the upper tax brackets. And I don't know how Tony and these Republicans would ever get there from here.
I don't know either, because it's just ridiculous. That's too huge a jump. It should go up to like maybe to $200,000, and then to $400,000, another bracket starting at, say, $500,000 or $400,000. But I mean that expansion there, it just, like Don was saying earlier, that's just unreasonable. That's $36,000 up to $400,000.
Well, and of course, Republicans want to give a tax break to everyone making above that still.
All right.
Come back. Still a Yacht Rock Thursday edition.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 53. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 76. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows around 50. Low 80s Sunday, mid 80s Monday, with a chance for scattered storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 57.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Radio 92.7.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Join us 844-967-2789. I'm bailing after 5 o'clock. Got to go rock and roll some yacht rock out there. But Crudy is going to give away some Brewer tickets in the next hour, so make sure you stick around for a chance to win.
Dominic, I'm feeling almost as generous as Scotty Wanker with the taxpayers' money, giving it to Foxconn.
Oh, yeah, baby. Everybody gets some billions of dollars as long as it helps Trump's reelection and Scott Walker's reelection.
And every time I hear Robin Voss whining about something, I just think, Foxconn.
Yeah.
Shut up. We all got Foxconn by you and your party. Bruce Murphy, you realize it's been 6 years, Dom?
It's hard to believe.
6 years since Foxconn came and created the eighth wonder of the world. They built this monstrosity of a manufacturing facility, and they put thousands of Wisconsin workers to work.
There's drones flying everywhere. There's self-driving trucks on the... None of that's happening.
What happened to the Wisconsin Valley we were promised, Scott Walker?
And Robin Voss, and Republicans, and even a few Dems.
6 years after deal made, nothing has been manufactured, but the price tag keeps rising. Pardon me, I was thinking yacht rocking. This month is the six-year anniversary of the famous announcement by then-Gubernator Scotty Wanker, Scott Walker, as it's written here, of a deal with the Taiwanese company Foxconn that was soon hailed as the eighth wonder of the world by then-President Donald Trump. The announcement came in late July of 2017. Foxconn promised to invest $10 billion in a massive factory to manufacture high-resolution LCD screens that would employ 13,000 people, in return for which they would receive a $3 billion subsidy from the state. Greatest incentive to a foreign corporation in America's history, right, Dom?
Wow.
And 6 years later, Foxconn is still not manufacturing anything at the huge campus in Mount Pleasant, Racine County. That's right down by Robin Voss's district. What are they doing? What do you say you do around here, Foxconn?
What would you say you do here?
The most recent development is that Microsoft has agreed to buy a $50 million parcel of the Foxconn campus to build a data center. But, as with all past announcements, the deal may not amount to many jobs created, even as it costs more for taxpayers. What a sweet deal. Back in 2017, Wanker and Republican legislators claimed the deal would only pay Foxconn for money invested and jobs created. But in fact, state and local governments paid heavily for the upfront cost. The state spent $168 million on roads and highways needed for what was supposed to be a massive manufacturing campus. And the village of Mount Pleasant and Racine County committed to spending $808 million for a sewer, water, and other costs, and by 2021 had spent $258 million on this. Also, the American Transmission Company, pushed by Scott Walker. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about this one, too.
Installed high-voltage power lines and new substation to service Foxconn's Promise Campus at a total cost of $257 million, which is being paid for by electric ratepayers in Wisconsin. We also get to pay that tax in a way, don't we, Dom?
Well, we certainly do. And all these Republicans talk like yesterday with school loans, right? I mean, how does it, I'm not in school. I don't have those loans. How does it affect me? Well, here you go. You have Republicans giving money away for these kinds of deals. You're not benefiting from that, ratepayers.
Well, Dominic, the cost so far, $683 million. And the debt keeps rising. The debt taken on by Mount Pleasant Village government amounts to 500% of its operating revenues. They've indebted themselves five times more than their total revenues.
Yeah, but so what? If they indebt themselves and they can't pay it, you know who ends up paying that bill? The rest of the state.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. We have the backstop for that investment. Thank you, Scotty Walker.
Rudy, under Governor Tony Evers, the deal with Foxconn was drastically downsized, but only after all this spending was completed or committed. Yet even this kept the door open for Foxconn to collect $37.4 million in tax credits for investing $266 million at the site and creating 579 jobs during 2020 and 768 jobs and a capital investment of $77 million in 2021. But there is still no evidence that Foxconn or these workers are actually manufacturing anything at the Mount Pleasant campus. Foxconn has promised, had promised a Gen 10.5 fab facility, then cut down to a Gen 6 fabrication facility, and then just dropped the idea entirely. It has floated plans to make electric cars, automatic coffee kiosks for airports, ventilators during the pandemic, and to assemble servers for Google. It has asked employees for ideas and discussed fish farms, exporting ice cream, storing boats, cosmetics, designer handbags, gaming teams, dairy exports, and a project involving camera fastened autonomous vehicles, the tech publication The Verge reported. Foxconn, now get this, folks. This is how they played the game. Foxconn hired hundreds of workers towards the end of 2019, claiming them on its report to the state for the 2019 year, then quickly laying off the employees in early 2020. One former Foxconn employee called it a pump and dump operation done to qualify for state tax credits. Urban Milwaukee reported this tax loophole in 2020. The new contract negotiated by the Evers administration appears to have closed this loophole, which has meant the workers are kept on the payroll for a longer period, but there's still no evidence they're manufacturing anything. Mostly what has happened is that Foxconn has changed the name of its efforts, first switching from a Gen 10.5 to a Gen 6, and now for years saying that its empty warehouse in Southfield, Wisconsin is the centerpiece of the AI 8K plus 5G strategy, Crudy. Hell, throw out some other acronyms and letters and numbers. We'll call it something else. Without ever explaining what that means, as The Verge reported.
What would you say you do around here?
I mean, aren't you glad? Now, let's not forget, and this is what all you patriotic, Republicans who care so deeply about small government. Scott Walker and Robin Voss, and they used eminent domain to go in, use the force of government to kick people out of their homes, to buy up their land, in order to, subsidize and give this away to a foreign corporation that has reneged on every part of the deal. They use the force of government. You're talking about small government Republicans. That is not who they are. Because they will take your stuff, even if you vote for them.
Well, it was Scott Walker's reelection Hail Mary, Dom.
Well, yeah, sure. Of course.
How'd that work out for him?
Yeah. But Tony and the veto, and it's not fair. Is it a total lack of judgment, or is it just corruption?
What's not fair is you're going to Yacht Rock, and the rest of us, we're just sticking around talking politics and winning some Brewer tickets in the happy hour. Dom, get the hell out of here.
I'll see you on Baker Street, Crudy.
Green Bay tomorrow, fella. The rest of you, stick around the happy hour and Brewers tickets to give away next.
You wouldn't hire me. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HB. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States Senate.
What would you say you do here?
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Rem.